In Tibet, when water falls on a statue and the water is not plant and the water is clean, not toilet water, it's considered a very powerful sign before something's going to happen in the monastic community. And that's what happened in KH2 in my private audience room, that they had a filter tank upstairs and the filter just had a pipe and the pipe just came apart and the water built up and it broke. And there's a light over Sorenji statue, and the water came around the light and right onto Sorenji statue, nowhere else. The tankas and nothing else was damaged. Right? Not me? Nothing else. They were there. They saw it. I didn't see it. And so there's a light on the ceiling, just like one of these lights, but it's not so big. And the water just came around the light onto Sorenji statue. And then part of the statue melted away. And I was in my room upstairs, you know, eating my vegetarian hot dog and watching some horror movie, you know, and just enjoying myself. When I got the bad news, I went, uh-oh. I said, oh no, it's my guru. Sorenji is my guru. It's a statue I've had for many years. It's highly blessed. Water came out and destroyed it. It must be death for me. So Henry wrote to me, is it a bad omen? I wrote back, yes. He said, for who? What? I said, for me. He said, what? I said, death. Mullen's my Tibetan assistant. He's a nice boy 99% of the time. He didn't say anything to me. I didn't tell him to. He called at the monastery. So we called, and he asked. He didn't call one monk. He didn't call two monks. He called three monks. He called up two very old senior monks from Tibet. And he called up one very high Rinpoche, my guru, Khenso Jamba Yeshe. He called up one old monk, Gelong La. And Gelong, before he can talk, he said, what happened? And Gelong said, oh my God, that's so good. Do you know, he says, in Tibet, it's a very good sign. He says, the water is clean. He says, yeah, the water is clean. He says, if the water is coming, it's clean. It means continuous happiness. It's a very good sign. And on the guru some more. He says, it's very good. He says, your center will gain attainments. People who practice will gain results. Then he says, I don't know what's happening there, but in Tibet, if after the water comes, something grows on the statue, something grows, then it means money for the Dharma is coming. Not money for you and me to start a business. Money for the Dharma is coming. Build a gombak, build a temple, or something like that is coming. And he says, quite a lot. He's a clear sign. But, and then the second monk said, oh, it's a very good sign. Nothing awkward or bad. He said, in fact, it means Dharma growth. The second monk said that. He's another old, very great scholar, Genjinba. The third one is Khenso Rinpoche. He didn't talk to Khenso Rinpoche directly. He called up the assistant. The assistant told Khenso Rinpoche. Khenso Rinpoche actually did divination. Khenso Rinpoche says, oh, no problem for Rinpoche, no problem for the centers. Very good. Just do one puja, the 16 arhats pujas for Rinpoche's long life. Everything's fine. Don't worry. So after we heard that, a few days later, something started growing. But you may be thinking, of course, it's made from dirt. Yeah, maybe. It could be, I don't know. It's 50-50, it's up to you. Well, how we make statues is we take the dirt, because we have to refine it, we have to strain it. We have to strain it through a very fine strainer. Then after we get it, we have to mash it. Why? We can't have any non-smoothness. So we have to mash it and mash it and mash it. So if there's any seeds in it, it would have been mashed. And they have to do that process for days while reciting mantras. And after they mash it, they will mix it with holy relics, hairs, or ashes of high lamas. Again, they will mash it, and they will make it very fine. Then they combine it with water, and then they shape it. After they shape it, the inside is completely hollow, by the way. It's just a thin layer. The inside's hollow. The back of the head, if you look, it's cut because we put mantras in the head. You have mantras to put here, 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 and here. There are different mantras. So the whole body is filled with mantras. There's not much place inside to grow roots. So anyway, it was in both. We brought it back, and there was nothing. And the monks already said that. And then he told me, I was like, oh, whatever. Then the next day, we got up, and it was in Bonita's cabinet. And Bonita opened it up, or one of them opened it up, and there was something growing. So Mullen Ren told me that something's growing, and I went, why? Then he showed me. I went, oh my God, that's exactly what the monk said. And then Anila put in her 2 cents. Nobody asked her. It looks like a money tree, a money plant. Yes, Anila, nobody asked her. She actually says to me, the leaf is the shape of a money plant, you know, money. Well, I said, it's okay. When it grows bigger, you can pluck it and spend it. And the other day, it went like that. So I was like, uh-oh. Because you know why? Listen to this. It was in the closet, so I brought it up to my room. I went near my room and look at it and make prayers, you know? And then when it went up to my room by evening, I'm not kidding, went, and I went, dun, 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 dun. So what I did was, I took a little water and I put a little bit on it because it's already growing. I mean, I didn't plant the seed and, you know, water it every day. So I put a little water and I brought it down here. And then by the next day, it went, so I went, oh, that's quite interesting. Anyways, in Tibetan tradition, planting something in dirt and it grows is not a big deal. But it growing at the right juncture is a very powerful sign and powerful omen. So Mr. Ngao told me there was people going to Setra Puja, and I was very happy. So I said, why don't you have them come over and have audience with Rinpoche? That's my guru. Why? In Tibetan tradition, when something happens like that, it's very good to go in front of the statue, make a kata offering, make a prostration. If you like an angpao, flowers, cake, whatever you like, up to you, from your heart, incense, and make a wish. May I gain great compassion. May I gain great bodhicitta. May I gain great, great understanding of others' problems and be able to help them and solve them. Make that kind of sincere wish in front of Sorenji. What mantra should you recite? Mingme Tsewe, good enough. So you make three full-length prostrations, sit in front of Sorenji, you know, kneel, and make a very strong wish, and then do a dedication.